Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to another episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving into something super important. Relaxation. Seriously, how many times have you felt like your brain was on a caffeine high 24/7? Ever wish you could just hit the pause button on life for 5 minutes? We've all been there. But here's the thing, relaxation isn't just about taking a long bath or binge-watching Netflix, although those things can be nice. It's about cultivating a sense of calm and peace that actually sticks, even when your to-do list feels like it could reach Mount Everest. And guess what? There are some awesome spiritual practices that can totally help you chill out, even with the ADHD brain. So get comfy, grab your favorite beverage, maybe something calming like chamomile tea, and let's dive into my top go-to spiritual practices for finding relaxation. First up, we have mindfulness meditation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Meditation? Isn't that for super zen people who sit on mountaintops all day? Absolutely not. Mindfulness is just about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. You can do it anywhere, anytime, while walking, showering, even waiting in line at the grocery store. Those lines can be a meditation in themselves. Just focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and let thoughts come and go like clouds. It's a super simple yet powerful way to quiet the inner chatterbox. Next, we have gratitude journaling. This one is all about shifting your perspective. Take a few minutes each day to write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. A sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, a hilarious meme. It doesn't matter. The act of focusing on the good stuff can actually rewire your brain to be more positive and resilient. Plus, it's super rewarding to see all those awesome things you have to be thankful for. Speaking of shifting perspectives, how about energy work? Now, I know this sounds a little woo-woo, but trust me, it's amazing. There are so many different types of energy work, from Reiki to chakra balancing, that can help clear out negative energy and bring in more peace and harmony. Think of it like decluttering your mental space. Another favorite is aromatherapy. Essential oils have incredible power to influence our mood and energy levels. Lavender is great for relaxation and sleep, while citrus scents can boost focus and motivation. Diffuse them around your home, add a few drops to your bath, or even make your own roller bins for on-the-go stress relief. And finally, let's not forget the power of nature. Spending time outdoors, whether it's going for a walk in the park, gardening, or simply sitting under a tree, can do wonders for our mental and emotional well-being. The fresh air, sunshine, and sounds of nature can help us to feel more grounded and connected to ourselves. So imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized, even though you had that crazy sleep last night where your brain wouldn't shut off. You tackle your day with focus and clarity, knowing that you have tools to navigate any stress or overwhelm. Sound good? It doesn't have to be a pipe dream. You know that feeling when your mind is racing 1,000 miles per hour and you just want to hit the eject button? We've all been there. Now imagine stepping into a calm, peaceful space where your thoughts are still but not overwhelming. That's what these spiritual practices can help you achieve, a sense of inner peace that allows you to navigate life with more grace and ease. Remember, finding relaxation isn't about becoming a monk or abandoning your life. It's about integrating these practices into your everyday routine, taking small steps towards creating a calmer, happier you. And trust me, even a few minutes of mindfulness or gratitude journaling can make a world of difference. So what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these practices into your life and see the magic unfold. You deserve to feel relaxed, rejuvenated, and truly in control of your well-being. And as always, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite relaxation techniques or how these tips have helped you in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. We've got a whole lot more wisdom and self-care goodness coming your way. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.